Now, taking your seat, allowing your eyes to close gently if that feels comfortable for you, and noticing the fact that you are breathing, noticing the breath as it enters through the nostrils, into, throughout the body, then out again through the nostrils. Not trying to alter the breath in any way, simply noticing that breathing is happening. Now, gently moving the attention to the body sitting in an erect but relaxed position, noticing that the weight is resting on the buttocks and the two bones at the bottom of the pelvic girdle, sometimes referred to as the sits bones. There may be some weight in the thighs, the lower legs, and the feet resting on the floor. We try to sit with the spine erect, but not tight, with the top of the head gently inclined toward the ceiling. We might check in and investigate whether there is any tightness or holding that's not necessary to keep us sitting in this posture. We can start with the forehead. Is there holding here in the forehead? Is there any tightness or holding around the eyes? In the jaw. In the neck or shoulders. Imagining, if you like, that the shoulders are draped over the chest wall, like a cloak over a hanger, completely supported, completely relaxed. The upper arms. The lower arms. The hands being supported on our legs or on the chair. Noticing the upper back and the chest wall. Perhaps noticing the chest expand somewhat with the in-breath and fall somewhat with the out-breath. Perhaps being aware of the diaphragm expanding with the in-breath and releasing with the out-breath. Being aware of the middle and lower back. Aware of the muscles wrapping from the back around the abdomen, supporting the abdominal contents. Being aware of the contents of the abdomen and pelvis. And again, noting the weight of our bodies being supported by the sits bones and the buttocks. And now focusing our attention on the breath. If possible, on the sensation of the breath as it is experienced just inside the nostrils. Perhaps the coolness of the breath as it enters the nostrils. And perhaps the slightly warmer sensation of the breath as it exits the nostrils. Can we know when we're breathing in? And know when we're breathing out? Can we know if the in-breath is long or short, and if the out-breath is long or short, without trying to change it? Now, can we keep our attention on the entire body of the breath, following the in-breath and the out-breath through a full cycle, moving even closer to this phenomenon that is with us every moment of our lives? And if our attention slips away from part of the breath, simply starting again with the next breath, trying to keep our attention connected to the breath through a full cycle of in-breath and out-breath. And next, as we follow the breath, we might add the gentle intention, breathing in calm, breathing out calm. Or perhaps, breathing in, calming the mind, breathing out, calming the mind. And if it feels right for us, repeating this intention gently with each in and out breath. And if the mind wanders, when you've noticed that it's wandered, bringing it back to this moment, to this breath, with an attitude of happy reunion, as in, welcome back, dear one. Noticing if there's judgment or scolding, and making an intention, rather, to bring a sense of kindness and welcome to ourselves. The wandering mind is not a problem. If you have a mind, it will wander. This is the nature of the mind. Our challenge is to recognize that it's wandered and bring it back to our object of attention, even if we do this 1,000 times. The moment of recognizing that the mind has wandered is in itself a moment of mindfulness. So congratulating ourselves on reestablishing mindfulness and bringing attention back to the breath. noticing where the mind is. And if some discomfort arises in the body, you may choose to bring your attention to the discomfort, making the discomfort your new object of attention, observing it from up close, as if you were an investigator in the field with a magnifying glass, making notes on a unique animal. What are the sensations inside the discomfort? Is there burning? Aching, tingling, throbbing. What happens to those sensations as you watch them over a minute, 2 minutes? Do they change? And then perhaps moving back from the discomfort a bit and looking at the surrounding area, just looking from a slightly greater distance. And if the discomfort gets too large, allowing ourselves to move and adjust our position, but first forming the intention to move, then very slowly and mindfully, moving and readjusting, then settling down again and looking once again at the area where there was discomfort. What's happening now? Has it changed? Are there feelings associated with that? And returning our attention to the breath. noticing where the mind is. And if you like, doing another brief body scan. Noticing the sensations from the bottom of the pelvis, where the body's weight is resting on the cushion or chair. Then moving attention up the back of the pelvis to the sacrum, the low back, the middle back, the upper back and shoulders, the neck, the head, the top of the head gently inclined toward the ceiling, and around the front to the brow, the face, the jaw and jaw muscle, the neck and throat, the chest and chest cavity, the lungs filling with air on the inhalation and releasing air on the exhalation, the heart, the beating of the heart, the abdomen, perhaps some sensation of the organs within the abdomen, down to the groin, the thighs, the knees, the legs, the ankles, and the feet, allowing the body to rest erect and relaxed, and allowing the breath to flow in and out of the body. Noticing where the mind is, and if the mind is wandering into the past with regrets or memories or fantasies, or into the future with planning or worries, there's no need to give yourself a hard time. Simply note thinking or planning without unpacking the thoughts or analyzing them. Perhaps noticing if there's any feeling associated with the thoughts. And then gently but firmly bringing the mind back to this in-breath and this out-breath. Allowing the breath to anchor the attention in this moment. noticing where the mind is, and if a feeling arises, and if it lingers, one can allow the feeling itself to become the object of attention, not analyzing it, but rather observing closely the raw experience of the feeling. What happens to the body when the feeling is present? What happens to the breath when the feeling is present? Is there tightness or constriction or a change of heart rate? Do any of these sensations change over time? Looking closely and without judgment or analysis at just the raw experience of the feeling. And then if and when the pull of the feeling lessens, bringing the attention back to the breath, this in-breath, this out-breath, breathing in, calming the mind, breathing out, calming the mind. And recalling that with any thoughts, feelings, or sensations that arise, none of these needs to be seen as I, me, or mine. Rather, we can see them simply as passing phenomena, like weather systems moving through our mind-body. We can relax and let them pass through, just watching the show, and remembering, if the mind is feeling scattered or lost, that we can always return our focus of attention back to the breath, using the in-breath and the out-breath as our anchor. Now, as you feel ready, allowing your eyes to open gently, moving, stretching, looking, and congratulate yourself on having taken care of yourself in a skillful, powerful, and nurturing way.